Chapter 72.1. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie, the lingering chill of early spring brought a cold to Duxian, leaving the entire Qingfeng courtyard steeped in the faint bitterness of medicinal herbs. A physician unable to heal himself, Duxian was frustrated at his lack of prevention. Falling ill dulled his appetite, and he spent his days languid and listless. Returning from the Ministry of War, Xu Ting pressed the back of her hand to Duxian's forehead. Still having a fever? Duxian grabbed Xu Ting's wrist to move her hand away. Much better. Today, I had the kitchen prepare something you like. I managed to eat a little. Xu Ting frowned in disapproval. If you don't feel like eating, let the kitchen put in more effort. Duxian could only nod in acquiescence. That evening, the three of them, Han Ji, Xu Ting, and Duxian, sat at the dining table. Dinner was quiet, with only the occasional clink of chopsticks against bowls and sporadic lighthearted remarks. Han Ji asked most of the questions, to which Xu Ting and Duxian respectfully replied. Suddenly, Duxian hastily set down his bowl and covered his mouth. Shukin, who was serving nearby, immediately handed him a handkerchief. Duxian gagged, and Xu Ting immediately stood up to pat his back. What's wrong? Duxian shook his head. Nothing, just feeling a bit nauseous. He then apologized to Han Ji. I've been ill with a cold these past days, and my appetite's been poor. Sorry for disturbing you, father. Han Ji frowned, then suddenly said, you should see a doctor. Duxian smiled and replied, father, you don't need to trouble yourself. I'm a doctor myself, and I've been taking my medicine on time. I'm not talking about that, Han Ji said, standing up and walking over to Duxian. He bent down and placed his hand on Duxian's abdomen. Duxian was confused and a bit uncomfortable. Father? Han Ji smiled, his eyes showing amusement. You're young and don't understand, but I've been through this. It seems like you're expecting a little one. Duxian's eyes went wide in an instant. After Han Ji removed his hand, Duxian quickly placed his own hand on his stomach and looked up at Xu Ting, his expression a mix of surprise and anxiety. Xu Ting responded, go call a doctor, immediately. Shukin hurriedly ran outside, grabbing Lu Tang and instructing her to take him to find a doctor. The meal was no longer of any interest. Han Ji had the servants clear the table immediately. Duxian sat on the chair, holding Xu Ting's hand, feeling lost and bewildered. What if it's not the case? Duxian asked with concern. Xu Ting felt the same excitement, but she wasn't nervous. If it's not, it's not. They were still young, and they would have children eventually. She held Duxian's hand and comforted him, don't worry. If it's not this time, we can wait. Han Ji sat by, smiling at the two of them without speaking. He looked at his daughter and son-in-law, seeing them much like how he saw himself and Xu Ting's mother years ago. When he was pregnant the first time, Xu Shuan was also so nervous, and did not act like a general at all. The doctor soon arrived. Duxian extended his wrist for her to check his pulse. After a moment of silence, the elderly doctor let go of his hand. Duxian's heart raced uncontrollably, thumping quickly. Although it was only a moment, it felt like an eternity, like he was waiting for a judgment. Congratulations, Miss Xu, Lord Han. Your husband is indeed pregnant, though it is still early. You must take good care of the pregnancy. I also see that your husband seems to have a cold, and many medicines may not be good for the fetus. I will prescribe a new set of remedies for him. Duxian was overjoyed and immediately looked at Xu Ting. Xu Ting's joy was no less than his, and he quickly embraced her. Han Ji smiled broadly and turned to Xu Mian, saying, send the doctor off, and thank her properly. Xiao Mian, smiling warmly, saw the doctor off and handed her a pouch of gold coins, delighting the doctor who left with a broad grin. Lu Tang waited at the door, personally driving the carriage to send the doctor back. Go back to your country quickly, Xu Ting, take good care of Xian, Han Ji said, understanding the couple's current feelings, wanting to give them some time alone. Then, father, I'll take Xian back to the courtyard now. Go ahead, Xu Ting helped Duxian, supporting his lower back. Duxian took small, careful steps. He felt like he'd never been so cautious in his life. Once he focused on his feet, afraid of tripping, Duxian almost felt like he had forgotten how to walk. As they stepped out, the willow trees outside swayed with soft, fluffy catkins. Under the candlelight along the roadside, it felt extraordinarily gentle. Xu Ting had always been a calm person. Having lived two lives and occupying a high position, she rarely showed her emotions. However, starting from just now, Various feelings began to accumulate in Xu Ting's heart. She thought she wouldn't be affected, but it seemed that suddenly, all those emotions exploded within her. Without warning, the impulse surged to her head. Xu Ting suddenly lifted Du Xian in her arms, walking quickly and steadily towards Qingfeng Courtyard. Du Xian gasped in surprise and then tightly clung to Xu Ting's neck, resting in her embrace, his face pressed against her chest. He could almost hear her heartbeat, and he couldn't help but smile slightly. Shukin and the others who were following behind were also overjoyed for the two of them.